Gary's my friend. Has been for over 40 years. I'm talking about a real friend. I'm sure we got frustrated with each other. I just can't remember a time.
Yeah.
I can't remember a time.
Amen.
Bless
you. So whatever might have happened didn't amount to much.
Amen.
Because I can't even thank you for it.
Amen.
Great friend.
Thanks, brother. Preach.
Wow.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
I appreciate the Lord.
Amen.
I appreciate this place.
Yeah.
I appreciate the Lord being good to me.
Amen.
And I'll probably say this again, but I'm going to say it right now. If he don't do nothing else for me,
amen.
That's right.
The rest of my life, he's done enough for me to serve him faithfully.
Yes.
Yeah.
The rest of my life without a gripe. He's been so good to me.
Amen.
I don't even understand why.
No.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Amazing thing. After he saved me, he still loved
me.
Of all the blunders and the mistakes and the amen, and yet I'm feeling like I ought to get a knot on the head, and he'll put his everlasting loving arm around me and said, oh, I remember your frame, that you're just dust.
Yeah.
I'm for you. I love you.
Amen.
Man.
Amen.
Turn with me tonight to Psalm 62. Then we will be turning over to a little bit of Genesis 35. I appreciate this privilege. And I would ask you preachers to pray for me tonight. And I would ask tonight my precious friend and my dear friend, my pastor, Brother Farley, if he'd pray for me tonight.
Our Father, we've enjoyed the music and we've enjoyed praising you. We've enjoyed the unity and the fellowship.
Oh, God.
And our Father, now it's time for the preaching of the Word of God. Lord, I pray you'd put your hand on your man, and I pray you'd breathe down in his soul.
Oh,
yes.
I pray the Holy Ghost would come and stir our hearts tonight, Father.
God.
Convict the lost.
God.
Father, encourage the saints. And Lord, remove any doubts from those that are not sure.
Yes.
I pray, Heavenly Father, that you'd be real and strong and powerful tonight.
Oh, God.
We'll thank and praise you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Verse number 7, Psalm 62. In God is my salvation.
Yeah.
That's pretty plain, ain't it?
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That settles it.
Yeah.
In God.
Amen.
Amen.
Is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength. My refuge is in God.
Amen.
Amen.
Trust in Him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before Him.
Amen.
God is a refuge for us.
Amen.
Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity. Men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. That means we ain't worth much.
Amen. Yeah.
Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them.
Amen.
Verse number 11. God has spoken once. Twice have I heard this. That power belongeth unto God. He said, God has spoken once.
Yes.
The Lord would help me tonight. I'd like to try to preach on this thought. Speak, Lord.
Amen.
And I'll ask you a question tonight. Has God ever spoken to you?
Come on.
I'm not talking about, now don't get me wrong, I'm going to say some things and it may choke some of you, but I do believe the King James Bible.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
But if that's all you got tonight and God ain't never spoke to you, you ain't got a whole lot.
You're right.
Yes,
come on.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Has God ever spoke to you?
Come on.
Is that all right? I mean, has there ever been a time when, because listen, I'm going to tell you, when God speaks to you, amen, you better listen to me tonight, there will be no doubt you'll know who it is.
Yeah.
Amen. You won't wonder. You won't say, well, who was that? No. When God the Lord speaks to you, you will know who He's talking to. He spoke to you. And I just got a few questions tonight. I'm going to ask you. Has God ever spoke to you?
Come on.
Concerning your conversion?
Sure. Come
on.
Who told you you saved?
Yeah.
Are we okay with this tonight?
Yep.
Who told you you were saved?
Come on.
Did the Lord tell you you were saved?
Come on.
Come on, preach.
Or some altar worker tell you?
Come on.
Now listen, I'm not no doubt guy. I mean, I preach against them recappers, but who told you that you are saved?
Amen.
It's not enough. Amen. I remember old brother Jack Woods years ago. He preached peoples, took them down the Roman road, and they still headed to Rome.
Right.
Yeah. Who told you say that? Did God?
Come on. You're right. Come on.
Did God speak to you and said, hey, you're saved? God. Amen. I got saved in Northeast Louisiana. And, you know, I come up in Baptist churches. Some of them believed you could lose it. Some of them believed you could keep it. One of them believed that God started writing your name when you got saved. If you backslid, He stopped writing your name. Amen. And I guess half of you went to hell and the other went to heaven. Every how much you... He wrote.
Oh, wow.
I never did figure that one out.
No.
Boy, I remember the day God spoke to me and said, far as salvation, there's nothing else I can do for you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Colossians chapter number 2, verse number 9 or 10, I believe it is, said, for ye are complete in Him who is the head of all principality and power.
Yeah.
God spoke to me. God settled it. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm not against personal workers or anything. Don't think that.
No,
I'm not.
You're right.
But did God speak to you?
Amen.
That's good.
I think we got a lot of people, and they have got there, but God ain't never spoke to them.
Come on.
I mean, God, I remember dealing with a little old girl one time. Well, I preached a meeting over in Louisiana, and she come running down the altar, or didn't come running. She was scared to death, and she talked to me with her eyes. You ever had anybody talk to you with her eyes?
Yeah, sure.
Help me. I remember taking a lapel mic off and walking down there, and went down there, and I mean, she... I said, little lady, what's going on? She said, I'm lost.
Amen.
She said, I said, who told you you're lost? She said, the Lord.
Amen.
You know, if the Lord tells you you're lost, you're lost.
Yeah. Amen. Hey.
That's not hard to figure out, is it? Oh, she said, I'm so wicked and I'm so ungodly. I said, would you like me to get some of these ladies to pray for you? Oh, she said, I've been so wicked. She said, I've been a homebreaker right here in this church. Said, these ladies won't pray with me. What she didn't know is about 10 or 12 of them in the altar praying for her.
Amen.
She said, I said, you want to come to the altar? She said, I'm afraid if I take a step, I'll go to hell. I said, well, what if I pray with you? She said, if you'll back up with me and hold on to me and don't let me go to hell, I'll go to the altar, scared to death. That little girl got to that altar, son, and she said, I don't even know how to pray. I said, just believe.
Amen.
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 Just ask, talk to God. Like, he knows where you at. He knows. Amen. The filth that you in. He knows everything. He knows more about you than you know yourself. I said, just talk to him like you and me. And about that time, she said, Lord, and that was the rest of it. She didn't need, she began to confess sin and ask God to change her life. And when she turned around and looked at me, that fear was gone and there was a smile from ear to ear. I said, little lady, what happened to you? She said, God saved me tonight. And the Lord told me that he saved me tonight. I mean, Psalm 85, verse 8 said, I will hear what God the Lord will speak.
Yeah.
For he will speak peace unto his people. You remember the day you got saved and you didn't have no peace? But when you got saved, boy, you had peace?
Yeah.
God spoke it. You know, I mean, I come out of that church after I got saved and I looked up in that little old country church. And looked up toward that eastern sky, and I said, Lord, you come back now. I'm ready.
Amen.
Well, I couldn't say that before I got saved, but all I know is when I trusted Christ to be my Savior, God spoke to me and lifted the burden and gave me peace that passes all.
Amen.
Speak, Lord. I thought about, I mean, it's a good question to ask. I mean, he spoke in conversion. I mean, he spoke to Samuel. And in 1 Samuel 3, verse 7 said, now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord revealed unto him. But it got revealed. Amen. You know, when God starts speaking, he will reveal some things.
Yeah.
Thought about speaking in line of conversion, but I want to talk to you about this. And has God ever spoke to you about consecration? Being consecrated. Living in such a way that be well pleasing to God.
Right.
Hey. Man, I remember I just started really giving my life over to the Lord. And I went out. I know y'all wouldn't believe this, but I used to be on the swim team.
And I was swimming out there, man, and I was getting it. And I got out to the middle of that lake. I didn't have nothing but my cut-off blitz britches. And I amen. And boy, I remember nobody had ever said anything to me, but God spoke to me.
Come on.
And said, "What are you doing out here looking like this?"
Oh, come on. Yeah.
I mean, he spoke to me.
Yeah. Amen. Hey. Yeah.
And I'll be honest. I said, "Lord, if you won't let me drown, I promise you, I'll go back and I will never come back this way again."
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
And God began. Amen. You know, I wonder why God don't ever speak to somebody about consecration, about getting more clean, getting more holy. That Bible does say, "For we are, amen, we're new creatures in Christ Jesus." That's what it says. Amen. And there ought to be something down in us that God put in us after He saved us, that God would speak to us, amen, in such a way that there would be some kind of desire for a holiness, some kind of desire to be clean and to be clean before God. Has God ever spoke to you? I mean, I remember it wasn't long after that, I was in an old car and some buddies of mine, they wanted to go to a drag race. And so they said, and I've told this here before, but I'm going to tell it again. I mean, they said, "Well, we'll meet you over here at this bar." Well, I knew that should have been a bad sign right there.
Right.
So they parked their car and they started bringing their beer out. And I said, "Boys, I told the Lord, if He'd let this old car run, I wouldn't let nobody drink liquor in it ever again." So they grumble all the way back to there. But you know, that's the way the wicked are. They'll fuss and gripe all the way. But as long as they can spend your money and waste your money, they'll do whatever they do it.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. Yep. They'll be your friend as long as you got a little something.
Yeah. Hey, come on.
And so then they come walking back. Had their, this is going to lose some of you here, but they had their 8-track tapes and all that stuff. Amen. And I said, "Boys, I told the Lord I wouldn't let nobody play that kind of music in my car if He'd keep it running." God been dealing with me.
Amen.
And then they grumble about that, and then they come back with the cigarettes. And I said, "Boys," they said, "Oh, we know. You told the Lord you wouldn't let nobody." I said, "Y'all got it." Yeah. But they still wanted to ride with me.
Yeah.
What they didn't know. There was an old girl at a revival that just did a recording and had a 8-track there, and the title of it was "Wonderful Peace." And she got to singing, and I'd been to that revival meeting and bought one, and I plugged it in about 65 miles down the road, going about 65 miles an hour. I said, "Boy, ain't this wonderful?" She got to singing, I went to crying. They said, "Dear God, don't wreck and kill us." But I left there, and I got to that racetrack, and I was sitting there, and they left, and the Lord said, "What are you doing here?"
Amen.
Right.
Nobody told me it's wrong. Amen. God spoke to me.
Amen.
God said, "This ain't right."
Amen.
Amen. And boy, I told the Lord, I said, "Let me out of here and I promise I won't never come back." And about 3 minutes later, they done found him another ride and I left there.
Amen. Yeah.
About consecration, Jacob. I mean, he had to do it. Genesis 35.
Yeah.
And God, Genesis 35 verse 1. What's the first one? And God said, God spoke to him.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't understand. You say you've been saved a long time and God ain't never spoke to you. There's something wrong with that.
Yeah. Come on. Hey.
Amen. Amen. I'm saying, I mean, I know we read the Bible, but I'll tell you what, it's better when that Bible reads you.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Are we all right with that? I mean, you can read that promise, and you can read that promise, and you can read that promise, but I'll tell you what's even better, when that promise reaches out there and reads you and said, "This is for you."
Yeah. Amen. Hey.
Yes.
I'm not kept by amen. I'm not standing on the promises that I am, but I am kept by the power and the promises of God, and so are you. And there's nothing wrong, amen, with claiming one. But it's better when that thing claims you.
Amen.
And God speaks to you. Are we okay?
You're doing good, brother.
I thought about, I mean, he spoke to Jacob about consecrating himself. He said, hey, it's time for you to go back to Bethel. It's time for you to clean up.
Amen.
It's time for you to get some idols out of your life. It's not only time for you to get them out of your life, it's time for you to get them out of your family's life.
Amen.
God showed me something here the other night. You know why a lot of people ain't interested in cleaning up?
Come on.
You read just a little bit further down there. Amen. In verse number 16. Hey, after Jacob starts cleaning up, the main idolater dies off. Rachel.
Oh, how about that?
Amen. You know when you start cleaning up, the main idolater liable to die off.
Well, how about that?
I'm not, amen. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, we get it.
I mean, I thought about this tonight. I want you to understand, he needed to change, and God wanted to change everything that resembled Jacob.
Yeah.
That's a part of making consecration. God wants to get rid of you and
amen.
Get more of him.
Hey, that's right.
But we live in a time now, they don't want to do nothing. They want to cuss and swear and just stay the same. Amen.
Right.
Listen, you got saved, God ought to be able to do something to your
yes.
mouth.
Yes.
If God, amen, can save your soul, God can change your mouth.
Amen.
That's good preaching right there for Emma doing
yes.
it. Amen. God can change your thoughts. He can change
yes.
your ways. Amen. The only reason he ain't done it is because you refuse to let him do it.
Yes.
I still like what that old preacher told us years ago. You're as close to God as you want to be.
Amen.
You're just as spiritual as you want to be.
Right.
And if you want to cuss and swear and do all that stuff and use God's name in vain, amen, you ain't messing nobody but yourself.
Right.
Amen. God wants us to clean up.
Hey,
are we okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey!
Amen.
You're right.
I thought about in consecration. He said, God said, I mean, Peter, he said to him, when thou art converted. Old Peter had to straighten up.
Yeah, amen. You're right.
He had to quit cussing at the world's fire.
How about that?
Amen. When thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. You ain't never going to be able to strengthen nobody until you straighten up.
Amen.
Can I say this to you tonight? God ever spoke to you? Not only in your conversion, but in your consecration. But God, has he ever spoke to you in the choice of your companion? Amen.
Nope.
Young people.
Right. Yes, sir.
You will wreck your life. Go ahead and pick you one.
You're right.
That God never spoke to you about. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Right.
45, 50 years later, it'll still haunt you.
You're right.
Come on.
Amen.
Yeah. You're right.
You better listen to me tonight. God will speak to you. Amen. If you'll let him. When it comes to your companion for life.
Amen.
That ain't some just little a flippant thing. No, that's very important. That's very serious. I asked a little girl here a while back. I said, if God speak to you about this boy.
Come on.
She said, oh, I love him. I said, ain't what I asked.
Right.
Ain't what I. Well, I love him. I think so. I said, that ain't what I asked
you. Come on.
She said, I don't understand, Brother Ludwig. I said, I think you better put the brakes on, because if God ever speaks to you about him, you'll know it.
You'll know it.
Good.
Hey. Amen.
Listen, I met my wife in the year of 1980 in April at White Plains Baptist Church.
Amen.
Amen. I knew her all of amount of 12 hours. And I said, this deal ain't going to come around but one time for you. You better grab me. I'm just kidding. But you know what? In all honesty, God spoke to me.
Yes.
Amen.
I got down on my knees and got to praying, and God said, this is it.
Yeah.
Do you know where most young people mess up?
Come on.
They ain't got, this is it.
You're yeah. Right.
You running on your lust. You running on your amen. You're not using your head. Amen. You're in trouble. Amen. You're going to get yourself in trouble. And you're going to wind up in a divorce court. And there's going to be children hurting from it. Amen. There's going to be families busted all to pieces for it. There'll be friendships run. Just because you did not listen for the voice of God to tell you this is right. Did God? I mean, you think about it. I mean, old Samson. That goofball.
Right.
Amen. I know what the Bible says, that first one was of the Lord. But he still didn't have no business fooling around with that bunch of Philistines.
Right.
Amen.
You're
and
right.
Then he goes down there and gets Delilah. God sure never talked to him about that bet.
Right.
And she got his eyeballs poked out. I mean, the Bible said that she inflicted pain on him and all that stuff. But you go ahead, you think she's something pretty. You think she's something special. But God ain't spoke to you. And you're going to marry and say, I do. And you're going to cry for 40 years saying, I wish I hadn't. I'm just telling you tonight, in a choice that you can pay. Esau, verse 36, chapter 36. Esau took his wives of the daughters of Canaan.
Yeah.
Amen. And then it says over there that Esau said when he saw that them daughter after he blessed Jacob, when Esau saw that Jacob got the blessing, he knew how his dad despise the daughters, amen, of Canaan. But he done it anyhow. And Rick after Rick after Rick, Jacob I've loved, and Esau I've hated. Now how would you like to have that hickey on your head for the rest of your life? And all your children and children's children and your grandchildren, every time Edom would get the building up, God would come down there and blow it down.
Yeah, right.
God said, I hate them.
Yeah.
He thought he, that's the way some of y'all, you're going to prove your mom and dad, you're going to prove your preacher wrong, you're going to prove everybody else wrong, amen. So you're going to get tied up, amen. The next thing you're going to do, God's going to curse your life, God's going to curse your children's life, God's going to curse everything about you.
Come on.
Are we okay with that?
Sure.
Amen.
We've watched it right here in this church.
Yes, sir. Yep.
I'm not trying to be ugly tonight. I don't understand.
You're helping.
The choice of your companion.
Yeah.
You know what's a blessing? That woman right there for 43 years has put up with me.
And I don't even understand it. But she prays for me. Honey, you better be praying for me tonight. But Johnny, she prays for me. I mean, I trust her.
Yes.
Yeah, amen.
I've watched her live for God.
Yep. Amen.
I've watched her worship God. I've watched her raise my children. You know, when I was looking for a wife, I wanted somebody to be like my mother. She's been more than I could ever ask for.
Amen.
I mean, my little old mama was precious. But I've watched my wife raise her boys, and I've watched her, amen. And her girls. And I've got down many times on my knees, Brother Man, raised and said, God, I sure didn't deserve what you give me, but Lord, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
Yes.
Amen.
I mean, if you let God speak to you tonight, son, if you let God speak to you tonight, young lady, I mean, it would save you from a life of heartache.
Yes. Right.
It would save you so many problems. Amen. Listen, Listen, there's trouble. You got to work for this thing, but you got to have somebody that's willing to work with you.
You're right.
Amen. You don't want to get somebody that gets it all their way.
Oh, yeah.
That their daddy's spoiled rotten. Gave them everything they needed. Raised them on a $40 hour wage, amen. And you come in and make $10 an hour and that thing just drives you crazy every night because there ain't enough money in the house.
Yep. Come on.
Somebody go with the work of God with you.
Amen. Yeah, right. Amen.
Amen. Oh, yes.
I tell her sometime, you need to go home. She said, this is our dream. We live in our dream.
Yep.
Brother Danny finally told me, said, you know, I got this house over here and it's empty. Said, you ever thought about it? Said, I think they need a little sabbatical. They've been on one now about 13 years. Speak, Lord.
Amen.
Your companion.
That's right.
You need a good companion. You need a.
Oh, it's good for you.
You need one. Oh man, I thought about old. I mean, them old daughters. Amen. That fool married and wasn't nothing but a curse. Has the Lord ever spoke to you about a call?
Oh, come on, help us. Yeah.
The Lord, when I was 17 years old, spoke to me, Brother McGee, and told me what I'd be doing in life.
Amen.
But I wasn't ready. But in April of 1993, God settled it once and for all in a way where there was no doubt.
Amen.
God saved it. My covenant will I not break nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Psalm 89, verse 34. And God said, I've already spoke to you concerning this matter.
Amen.
I will speak no more.
Amen.
Welded it down firm.
Amen.
I know tonight that I am in the perfect will of God. And if I take my last breath tonight and I go home, I died right.
Amen.
In the will of God, where I'm supposed to be. I know.
Yes.
We okay with that?
Yeah.
If God ever spoke to you, or you keep trying to guess it?
Come on.
You better quit that guessing.
You're right,
yeah.
Amen. See, that old preacher trained us. He said, look that idiot right there. And he'd call her name out, but I'm not going to tonight. He said, look at him. He said the Lord just told him to go over here and he'd stay over there 5 weeks. Then he called Brother Wood and said, the Lord told him to go over there. Then he told him, then 5-6 weeks later, he went somewhere else, said, the Lord told him to go there. You know what his wife finally told him? God ain't told you to go nowhere.
Yeah. Right.
You don't know where you're supposed to go.
Come on.
That's right.
And that woman there said, I ain't going no more. You drug me as far as you're going to drag me.
Yeah.
Be still. Be still. Be still and know that I am God.
Amen.
Wait, I say, on the Lord. Be still. Let God speak to you.
Amen.
But you think that you got you think you the world's savior. Did you know the greatest blessing that I ever learned in life is that God didn't need me, but I needed God.
Amen. Yeah.
You know what you do tonight? Do you real good if you learn that God don't need you and that you need God. That the world, and I'm not being, listen, the world was going to hell before you and me got saved. But if you don't get your life in order where God can speak to you, you will wreck your life for the rest of your days.
Amen. That's right.
I mean, I've talked to people in the last few months, and it has shocked me. They said, God ain't never spoke to me. And amen, it's been pastoring 30 years. I can get that. I mean, God, right here on a Saturday night prayer meeting in April of 1993, spoke to my heart and said, this is it.
Amen.
And then God started putting things together.
Praise the Lord.
You know what I found out when God speaks, Brother Farley? What I found out, there's a witness.
Come on,
sure.
Yeah.
Come on.
Why ain't you got no witness?
Okay, come on.
That's really the question. I mean, Brother Mark McGee, he gets up and throws a fit, and God saves people everywhere.
Yep.
You know what that is? As a witness.
You're right.
Yeah. Amen.
Brother Terrence Calvin gets up and God breathes on him, touches him. You know what that is? There's a witness.
Good preacher.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right.
Good.
How come when you get up and say something, God don't ever touch you?
You're right.
Good preacher.
It does say in 1 John chapter 5 that the witness of God's greater than the witness of man.
Yeah.
You know what they do, them Old Testament prophets? If they got up and said God told them something and nothing happened, they killed him. God ever spoke to you about your cold?
Yes.
God ever spoke to you in comfort? Man. I thought about 2013, I got sick the first time. They had my wife signing all them papers. And she said, I'm going to walk and pray. They said, well, you need to hurry up and do something. Said, because he going to die anyhow. They wanted to, boy, they must have really been in need. They wanted to sign my body over to science. I said, son, they in bad shape. They want this old body. They said, well, we can study for future generations. I said, better be. Oh, Lord. That's funny if they told me what they're discussing. She said, walking around that hospital floor, 7 laps around that full floor made a mile. She was walking and said, Lord, I need you. I need you to show me what to do. I need you to help me.
Amen.
And the voice of God spoke to her and said, He's in my hands now.
Amen.
Let me take it.
Yes.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Comfort. Comfort.
Yeah.
Comfort.
Amen.
2020.
Yeah. Amen.
I went deeper. I battle things, Brother Phil. We talked about it. I mean, I battle some things. And I remember one morning, I don't know, that I was so tired. And I mean, it felt like the devils of hell was gathering around me. It looked like, and I remember saying, Lord, this is it, I'm ready. I said, Lord, I said, I've seen you take my life and sock the devil in the nose with it many times. And I said, if you won't do it again, I said, I'm ready to take it another round.
Yes.
You tell me I'm crazy, but I was there.
Oh, yeah.
And I felt the good hand of our God put his hand in my hand, and he began to pick me up. And I heard a voice say, you've done all I'm going to let you do to him. I'm bringing him out of here.
Amen.
Comfort. Comfort. Comfort.
Yes.
God ever spoke to you when you needed comfort? God ever spoke to you in the church?
Yeah.
When I first got to this church, I did not understand that. But I remember old Brother Jack Wood saying, fall in love with the church, fall in love with the Bible. There ain't no telling what God will do for you.
Yeah.
And God began to speak to me here. God began to direct me here.
Amen.
I looked there tonight, and most of that row there, and some of my family.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come riding in on that motorcycle, Brother Danny did push it.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, some faint memories we got.
Yeah.
One of the greatest memories that I got, we was out there working on his house, and we paid $4 for sheetrock. And I was putting some insulation in the attic, and my elbow slipped. And he looked up, and I was looking down. I was hanging from that attic. He said, this is the best $4 piece of sheetrock I've ever spent in my life. He went and got the garbage can, said, fall right in there. Man, God spoke to me and gave me here and gave me friends.
Amen.
And I look at my family tonight, and God's been so good to us.
Amen.
I look at my things that God's done. I remember that my brother just buried him in November. But for 45 years I prayed.
Yes.
About 4 years ago, God got a hold of my brother.
Amen. Praise
God. The last 3.5-4 weeks of his life, he talked to me probably 4 or 5 hours a day, and then he'd watch me at night preach. The last thing he told me, he said, little brother, one of these days you're going to get a phone call. He said, probably going to be pretty quick. He said, I want you to know when you look at your old brother's body in that casket, I'm on the other side. Things are settled. I made peace with God through the blood of Calvary.
Yeah.
Amen.
Son, I stood there and I thought, God, you've been so good to us.
Yeah. Amen.
I watched my dad die right. God told me, he said, you just stay in church. Man, God's been so good.
So good.
God spoke to you. I'm done tonight. I mean, Jacob. He said, thy name shall no longer be called Jacob. And then God began to relate. Has God spoke to you? I mean, there'll be no doubt when God speaks to you.
Amen.
Just obey the Lord tonight.
Yeah.
There's things that I've seen God do. God spoke to me. Brought it to pass. And I lift my hands and praise God tonight and say, thank you, Lord. I love him tonight.
When Brother Gary was sick the last time, they wouldn't let me come see him. They wouldn't let me talk to him. He was in a coma. They had a virtual visitation. And what that meant was the TV would come down and I could talk to him. Just talk. Not to him. He didn't answer me. But there was one night I got real bad off. And I didn't hear from God this time. I kept asking. And I told the Lord, Lord, I'm asking for much in my life. But I am asking for Stephanie. I just want to smell his skin. I just want to touch him. I just want to... And God, in his mercy and kindness, I reached over and I got his pillow. And it smelled just like him. And I wrapped my arms around it. And even in something that simple, God answered my prayer. Just a hug. And we serve a God that's so much bigger than anything that we can think. And I want to thank God for salvation. I want to thank God for his provisions. I want to thank God for his mercy. I want to thank God for his grace. Because without God, I can't make it.
kind of slowed down, quieted down. God wants to do some business. Do some business. So it's time for you to come do business with God. Ask Him to speak to you. Whatever you're struggling with, you'll come down here tonight. You're liable to hear from heaven to give some direction. Give Him one word and lead you out of your dilemma. He's God. He's got to listen.
There are days my heart feels heavy, and I struggle now and then. But victory with Jesus is always sweet. If I could go to the places I've already been,
I've had me.
Seemed like when he got on that point about people needing to pray and ask God to speak to them about who their companion ought to be for life.
Yes.
I think there's not near enough praying about that. Because everybody wants to get in their mind what they want. Instead of getting in their mind what the Lord wants.
Amen.
And he knows better than you do.
Yes,
yeah. He's way down the road.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he knows a lot better than you what you need.
Yes,
in a lifetime marriage. He knows. And he was there in Genesis 35. And in Genesis 36, it says, now these are the generations of Esau, the carnal man, the unspiritual man, a man of the world, a man of the flesh. Esau speaks of the flesh. These are the generations of Esau, who is Edom. Esau took his wives of the daughters of Canaan. And he mentions the three in verses 2 and 3. Ada, Aholibamah, and Bashemath. That's the three he picked out. Ada literally means beautiful adornment. You can look it up in Strong's Concordance. Beautiful adornment. So most young men are looking for that which looks good. That's what they look for. I tell them all the time, you can find you an ugly gal. There's plenty of them. Find you an ugly gal, she'll just be happy that you come home every day. You get you that little cutie pie, you get her a job down there in somebody's office.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's not going to end well.
Right, sir.
Right.
Ada. Devils looks good. Beautiful adornment. I got a whole sermon on this. I'm not going to preach it to you. Because everywhere I've preached it, I've never been invited back. I'm talking never. So I only preach it where I don't want to go back. And it's never failed me. Aholibamah means fragrant. That which looks good. That which smells good. That's what the flesh is looking for.
Man.
That's what Esau found.
Right.
Because he wanted to have his way. That's why God hated him.
Yeah.
He wanted to have his way. And Bashemath means temple, priestess, or prostitute.
Right.
That which feels good.
Right, right. Yep.
I'm telling you, you preach that in Independent Baptist Church and develop it.
Yep.
You can hear the door slamming as they're getting out.
Yep. Yep.
But it's still the Bible.
Amen. Amen.
Right, preacher. Right.
Yep.
Amen.
You start deciding what you want.
Yep.
That one? No, no, this one? No. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I hear you, Lord.
Right.
Yeah, you're your own Lord.
Yeah.
Come on.
You're right.
That's the Lord you're listening to.
Yes, sir.
You want what you want.
Come on, preacher.
Fashion man. That was pretty good. You need for God to speak to you about that. Amen. It's the second most important decision you'll ever make.
You're right.
First one, what are you going to do with Jesus?
Yeah.
Second, who are you going to serve God with?
Right.
For the rest of your life.
Amen.
Are you going to ignore all that? Pick you out a little cutie pie.
Come on.
Then everybody else is going to be following around.
All right.
And if she ever gets away from God, they're going to get her.
Yep.
They're going to get her. Because they all like the way she looks.
Come on.
That flesh will get you into trouble, boys. Girls, it'll get you in trouble, too.
Amen.
Girls will find a handsome guy. It won't last. Yep, he just needs some time. He's going to be as ugly as the rest of us. You better find that voice of God.
Yes, sir.
That he preached about.
Yes.
This is the way. Walk ye in it.
Amen.
This is the one for you.
Right.
This is the one that can make you happy and help you serve God.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
This is the one.
Amen.
Man, I'm just not sure, preacher. I'm just not sure. If you're not sure, stop.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. What's right?
Wait till God speaks and you're sure. And if God speaks and you're sure, then you look anybody in the eye and tell them, look, God spoke to me about this.
Amen. You're right.
Amen.
You don't have to worry about what anybody thinks about it.
Right.
I mean, anybody.
Amen, preacher.
Yeah. Right.
You don't have to worry about it.
That's good.
Brother Gary was telling it right. He met Sister Stephanie and Abram before he even got back from North Carolina. He's ready to get married.
Yeah.
He showed me Sister Stephanie's picture, and he said, I met this girl up there in North Carolina. What do you think? He showed me a picture. I said, she's interested in you? You better marry this girl before she changes her mind.
Amen.
So these were all their kids up here singing tonight.
Yeah.
What? How God has blessed them.
Praise God.
Now, if you're 18, I might give you different advice.
Yeah.
But they're a little older than that.
Yeah, amen.
It was time for them to find the will of God for their life.
Amen.
And they did. They spent a bed of roses ever since. My youngest son, he would ask him, how did your mom and daddy never fight, never argue, just get along all the time? He said, because daddy's on the road, he's gone all the time. When he gets home, they're glad to see each other. work for us. You got to figure out what works for you. Don't mess up on that one. Don't mess up on that one.
That's right.
I believe we'll just unhook right here, and we'll ask the blessing and go over there and have some. I got a piece of paper somewhere that tells me what we're having.
Pizza.
Papa John's pizza. Yeah, looks like I can remember that. Papa John's pizza. You know, that was an unusual service. But they've all been this week.
Yeah, amen.
It's peaceful in the brother. It's peaceful. Yeah. I mean, this thing was wide open. And then it just got calmed down.
Yes, sir.
So you can hear the still, small voice of God.
Yeah.
When he speaks. Don't miss it on that. And don't miss it on salvation.
Amen.
Sure as I'm standing here, he was speaking to a bunch of people last night.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Brother Gibson laid it right out there.
Yeah.
Take me to Jesus. And he did his best to take somebody to Jesus last night. That I think missed it.
Yeah.
Don't miss that one. Hell will be your home.
Amen. You're right.
You won't be happy there. Don't miss Jesus. He made it easy for you. He did it all.
Yes.
All you got to do is trust him.
Yes.
Receive him. As many as received him. This receipt, it's not the words you say.
Right.
It's the open heart.
Amen.
Proven by the thief on the cross.
Yeah.
That was kind of a pitiful sinner's prayer.
Amen.
Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Jesus looked over there and saw his heart and he said, oh yeah, today I shall be with me in paradise. I like that heart you got about that prayer. It's that heart. Well, I don't know if I had enough faith. I don't know if I believed enough. I don't know if I repented enough. That's the devil talking.
Yeah, amen. You're right.
He's just trying to confuse you and mess you up. It's real simple. Jesus died on the cross for your sins. Would you open your heart and receive him by faith?
Come on.
Come in, Lord. I want you to be my Savior. Oh, wrong words, wrong word. No, he's not going to do that. He's not going to do that. He's just going to come right in and save you. God will not play games with you, so don't you try to play games with God.
Amen.
You start playing games with God, you're going to find out he's the chess master. You will be in a stalemate before you even know what's happening. Let's stand together. Father, I want to thank you for every heart that you spoke to tonight. About whatever you spoke to them about. I'm just glad you're speaking. And I pray, Father, that somebody here tonight will get their salvation saved. Somebody here tonight would get some clear direction about a lifetime companion. And Father, somebody tonight would get some clear direction about the service that you called them into.
Yes.
whether it's go or whether it's wait. Give them clear direction, Father, so they won't go out there in the flesh and mess it all up just because it looks good.
Right.
It makes them feel good. And I pray, Lord, that thy will be done. We ask you to bless the food and our fellowship and the remainder of this meeting, Lord. We ask you to come meet with us tomorrow. And Father, finish the work that you started this week. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.